A reservoir that could help address water challenges in the Everglades is one step closer to being built. Last week, congressional committees approved a bill that, if passed, would authorize construction of the project. The reservoir would help reduce harmful water discharges from Lake Okeechobee that contribute to algae blooms on Florida's coasts. It would also increase water flow south to Florida Bay. Eric Eichenberg is CEO of the Everglades Foundation.
The Everglades is the water supply for over 8 million people. It's an economic engine. Certainly the fishing industry, boating, tourism, they all rely on a healthy Everglades.
Last month, Eichenberg traveled to Capitol Hill to build support for restoration efforts. He says the blue-green algae blooms that choked tourism and fishing on Florida's coasts two summers ago have made an impression on elected officials in Washington, D.C.
I'm just really pleased that the sense of urgency that came out of the crisis in 2016 has not let up, and the time is now to act, and we're getting closer to seeing this become a reality.
The reservoir is expected to cost about $1.4 billion, split between the state and federal government. The project will be sent for a federal budget review before it goes to Congress for a vote.